From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles the unearthly rock sound of Friend/Lover and their glorious self-titled debut EP. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there, and that is definitely the case with today's featured artist. Friend/Lover is a musical duo comprised of bassist Josh Mintz and guitarist Frank Day, who are able to capture big sounds and big ideas onto just 6 songs on their self-titled debut EP. I had a chance to speak with Josh of Friend/Lover, and you'll get to hear all of that in just a few minutes. From their debut EP, here is Friend/Lover with As American as Ones and Zeros. From their self-titled debut EP, that was Friend/Lover with As American as Ones and Zeros. Visit the band at their official website, www.friend/lover.com. I had a chance to speak with Josh of Friend/Lover over the phone with regard to the debut EP, and here's how it went.
Well, it's a great, it's a fascinating EP that you guys have released, and now that it's out there for people to hear, how do you feel about the end result?
I'm really happy with it. It was kind of a long time in the making, ultimately, because I literally made 2 other ones before that one that I didn't use, and I basically threw them away because I was never really happy with them. So this one feels like it took me years to make, even though it literally took maybe, you know, 6 months to make.
I see. And how do you feel it's different from previous releases?
I feel like, you know, I started working with a new producer, with Jim Roach, and with another guy, Thomas Flowers, who produced he produced one of the songs on the album. And he actually mixed and mastered the whole thing, but I just feel like they got it, you know, they got the kind of sound I was going for with a certain kind of, you know, feeling to it and a certain kind of layering. And whereas a couple other ones that I recorded before, it just, I don't know, it just never sounded right. It just always sounded like a little off to me.
I see. And talk about how this project began, Friend/Lover. How did it come together?
It began with me always just sort of, you know, playing guitar and in my room, basically, like most people do. And, you know, when I was ready to, I wanted to start, you know, having a band and playing live. And so I went and recorded, and, you know, basically like a 3-song EP with a producer just so I could kind of show my ideas to other people to try to attract band members. And then I posted it on Craigslist, and that's how, you know, basically the first person that responded was Frank, who's, you know, my bass player now, and that was about almost 6 years ago. And so we basically met off Craigslist, and it worked out perfectly for us. Does that answer your question?
Of course. And describe working with Frank. I mean, what do you think that he what do you think he brings to the table that makes this thing work for you?
Well, Frank is very, like, level-headed and very organized, and he's amazing at writing bass melodies, and probably working with me is difficult for him, from his point of view, because I'm not, like, your typical musician who knows, like, what key I'm playing in or any of that stuff, and I tend to play in a different tuning, so Frank can't, like, he can't, like, watch my fingers on the guitar neck and just kind of play along with me. You know, he has to really think about it in a different way, because if he watches my fingers and tries to match chords or whatever, it won't work because I don't play in the same tuning that he does. And drove him crazy for a little while at first. But he's like, he writes such great melodies, and the way I write kind of repetitive, like semi-intricate melodies, but they're kind of repetitive, you know. And then, you know, I sing over that, and he tends to kind of match what I'm doing vocally and then kind of enhance that and on the bass. And so he's kind of like a lead bass player, you know, because I'm kind of playing rhythm stuff, you know what I mean? And so the songs really depend on his bass line moving the song around, like, you know, emotionally or whatever. And I think he's amazing at that, you know.
Talk about how music... I'm sorry. Talk about how music got started for you.
From the
very beginning.
Well, as a really little kid, I was in a marching band, you know, and on the East Coast, there really isn't any such thing as far as I've seen on the West Coast, but on the East Coast, there's a whole culture of, like, fife and drum corps marching bands, and I actually joined one when I was 8 years old, and I played the fife. Basically like a Revolutionary War instrument, which is kind of like a pipe with holes in it. <You know>? It's not even a flute. It doesn't have valves or anything complicated. It's literally, it's like a recorder, but you play it sideways. And it's the same exact fingering as a recorder, or some woodwind instrument. But, so I got into that as a little kid and thought it was, like, super fun, and I would march around and practice all the time. We literally drove up and down the East Coast in a crappy old school bus, like a broken down school bus, basically. My parents let me, which is the weirdest part, but, like, I would go without my family when I was 9 years old, all the way down to Florida from Connecticut, which is like a several day trip, you know, and go to amusement parks and stay in crappy motels, and, you know, get in fights with people. We were like baby rock stars, you know, like trashing crappy, like, motels. But it was fun, you know, it was all about I was like the lead fife player eventually, like after a couple of years, and would compete in all these crazy competitions. Like, you'd be shocked how many competitions there are for that kind of thing.
And in term, and you know, I can only make assumptions in just in listening to what I've heard, but you know, what artists inspired you?
Well, as like a high school kid, I was totally like a glam slash death rocker kid. You know, I wore like black eyeliner and had piercings, and, you know, dyed my hair all different colors, and I was super into Skinny Puppy and New Order and Depeche Mode. Any combination of like industrial, electronic, and rock, with a little touch of punk rock, right? I guess, you know.
And explain, if it can be explained, the songwriting process. How does that work for you? How do you go about it?
Well, I actually feel like it's changed a little bit these days, but the one, you know, every song on that EP, I would say I usually just sit there and I kind of find notes on the guitar that I just think sound nice together, and I just kind of move around those notes over and over again, and, you know, little melodies tend to pop out, and then more changes tend to pop out, and then you kind of hum along to them, and eventually words pop out. I literally kind of do it like that. It's all just about the sound. And, you know, I have kind of this huge arsenal of words or things that I want to say or to write about, so I kind of those will start to pop into my head and match the song, you know. I rarely ever, like, have the lyrics fully mapped out and just try to figure out how to put guitar to it. I think that takes a certain kind of skill that I probably don't have. Like, I mean, a lot of people do it that way. And hopefully it sounds like you do it that way once you're done. It all sounds like it couldn't be done any other way. It should just sound like it's all intricately, you know, fit together.
Visit the band at their official website, www.friends/lover.com. From their self-titled debut EP, here is Friends/Lover once again with Breaking Up. Thank you.
with that being said, what songs off of the EP resonate for you the most and why?
Well, for me, it's really interesting. Like, Disasteroid is one that I kind of have a love-hate relationship with, because I recorded that on the previous EP and didn't like it and threw it away, but my producer liked it and wanted to basically salvage parts of it and then, like, re-record. Basically, we re-recorded all of my parts to it. The band, they did a good job the first time around. I felt like it was me that messed up. Like, I didn't like the vocals. I didn't like... Not only did I not like the way they were recorded and, like, the sound of the vocals, but I didn't like my performance. And, like, it just wasn't good, you know? It just wasn't right. So we redid Disasteroid and redid, you know, the guitars. And you know, actually, like, subtracted a lot out of the verses. That come to life a little more. And then a friend of mine heard all the songs when they were really rough. We were still recording them, and he was all like timid, and he took me out to dinner once. He's like, "Would you mind if I, you know, I want to become a director, you know, in Hollywood, but would you mind if I made you a music video?" And he was like asking me permission, and I was like, "Sure." You know, I just figured, you know, he would come over to my house with a video camera, and I was happy with, even if he had just done that. And he wound up setting up this, like, insane, elaborate, fully professional Hollywood production that turned out to be, you know, a three grueling day shoot, like, 3 16-hour-a-day shoot, and it's not done yet in the post-production, but it was all because of Disasteroid, because that's the song he likes so much, so I think it's good that we salvaged it, you know. But it was very cool. I can't wait to see the video. I haven't seen any.
I can't wait to see it either. I was actually about to point out how, you know, your music sounds like it could lend itself perfectly to some sort of visual interpretation, and it looks like it has, so perfect.
That's the idea. I mean, as far as things that resonate with me, just like which songs I'm proud of or whatever, like, I think Breaking Up came out really well, like, in terms of, like, how I pictured it in my mind and then how it came out on the CD. You know what I mean? There isn't really anything I would want to change when I hear it, so I'm really happy with that. And then there's that kind of quiet little, like, song you might not even notice at the end of it called "Where Have I Been All My Life."
And, actually, that's one of the songs I'm going to play on the show.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'm so, like, that song even surprised me. I was so happy about how that came out, because it was a real experiment, and that's the song that I made with the guy that had mixed and mastered the other song, and he happens to live near my sister in Austin, Texas, so I was in Austin, and we just decided to do this song. It was like a quick little day and a half thing, and it was like a really interesting exercise in keeping it simple and actually deleting. You know how, like, when you're in art school, they say editing is the only true artistic act, and I really feel like we exercised that with that song, because it was like, we literally deleted almost everything from that song until it's just some backward pianos and vocals in most of it. And then there's, like, this really beautiful cello solo that he sent out and had this cello player, like, add into it. I just love it. It was such a surprise, you know. I think it sounds more mature in a way than the other song.
I see.
We didn't feel like we had to create this wall of noise to, like, get people's attention, you know what I mean?
I see. What would you like a person to come away with after they've heard this EP?
I don't know. I'm not sure how to answer that. I think, you know, generally the response I've gotten is that people just like it. Like, a friend of mine said he likes sitting on the beach and drinking a beer while listening to it. Like, it just kind of fit into his day in a cool way. I really liked that. Like, he kept sending me text messages as he was listening to each song. So that was pretty good fun.
Let me see. And but other than that, have there been any reactions to the CD that have surprised you or didn't expect, or?
Generally, they've surprised me, and they've been very positive. But the thing that has surprised me the most in a bad way is that I feel like it's almost impossible to get people to listen to something if they don't have any sort of context or have any reason to want to listen to it. You know, like, I feel like I've sent people the record or suggested or, you know, talked to them in some way, and then you'll realize, like, 2 months later they never listen to it. I actually found that kind of funny, because some people would even talk about it as if they liked it. But the thing that I've noticed is that if they do bother to listen to it, it's always been, like, a really nice response. So that was definitely, you know, because people around here, whatever, people, even people that I'm pretty close with, they don't really know me in a musical way. They all think of me as a visual artist. So I think some people, they don't know what to expect on what kind of music I might make, so maybe some people are afraid to kind of dive in. But hopefully other people won't have that context. They'll just think of it as a band, you know. Hopefully.
Visit the band at their official website, www.friends/lover.com. From their self-titled debut EP, here is Friends/Lover with Where Have I Been All My Life? This edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. A special thanks goes out to Josh of Friend/Lover and to Versamanos of Gorgeous PR. Visit the band at their official website, www.friend/lover.com. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go.
We didn't get get much further.
Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005.
This is mine. Damn it, we both got a phone. I've been high, but mostly low. A lifelong lodger on a bed and roll. But I'd like mine to shine like gold. The darkest hour turned brighter than